Episode 128 of the Big Podcast. I'm M.E.
Miss your girl CT.
I got my partner in crime back on the pod, you know what I'm saying? How you feeling?
I'm good, all things considered.
I'm looking at these topics and we're not going to talk about any of these things. But I'm great. I haven't slept like really in the last couple of days.
You haven't.
But if I don't sleep, I'm working. Yeah. I've been putting in video.ai. I've been putting that John to use. I've been having a ball creatively. We have a lot of hot topics to get to, so we might as well just jump right into it.
Oh, you doing that to a girl is some corny.
I can see that.
You being that's Michael true. B. Jordan today, allegedly sexiest man alive in all of these blockbuster movies.
I agree.
During your highlight week, you've probably never been more visible than you are right this second. And that's what you do to her. And if I bring back the white girl rumors, then it's going to sound even crazier. Then it's going to sound crazier. Because why are you talking to our sisters like that on the red carpet? We ain't talking to white people like that. But I'm not going to make it racy. They say I make everything racy. That was corny of him to speak to that girl like that.
I'm not disagreeing. I would have made
Michael B. Jordan. That's why they call you corny.
Off air. I would have made a joke off air like word.
Hey, Creed. Hey, what's his name?
I wouldn't have did that.
Hey, Creed. In case you were confused, that corny shit you did is why they think you corny.
You watched the clip with L'Oreal and Michael B. Jordan. Do you think that was corny?
Yeah. I do, because that's something that happened years and years ago. Y'all are obviously older, you're grown now, and y'all are both in some kind of spotlight. She's interviewing you, you know what I'm saying? And you just giving her heat. For what?
Well, one thing I do want to say, and I forgot to tell you this. The corny part happened on a podcast.
Oh.
So they used to make fun of him back in the day. But they were laughing about it on the podcast, and allegedly L'Oreal wasn't the person that said it, but she might have laughed. She definitely didn't disagree when that happened.
So this was a back in the school day thing, right?
They made fun of him back in school, but then her and another one of her friends that went to the same school were talking about it on a podcast.
Okay. I got you. Wow.
I want to ask you this, because you were made fun of at a point in time in life. If you seen Redacted one day, and they were just all up in your face talking to you like, girl, yeah, man, I be seeing you and Michael. Y'all so cute. You would sit there and have a conversation with her?
No.
Would you be polite?
I don't know what I would do in that situation.
I think you would be polite.
You think that I would be polite?
I think you would be polite, but I think you would get from around.
Yeah, I'm not sticking around. Yeah.
This is my problem with Joe's. I think Joe's tripping. If we haven't spoken since then, you could at least give me the courtesy of pulling me to the side and saying, hey, man, da da da. But now you're walking up to me like stuff is cool. And then you're telling me that it's not true when I'm saying it. Because you know what I mean when I say it. Like, it don't matter if she was the one that said it. You were in on it.
I don't know if I agree with you. I'm looking at it like business. She has to get some kind of interview, like, wherever.
And she did. But she did, though. And it is business because it's a moment. I'm sure she got podcast listeners. But she got merch. Her merch sales went up. It's a moment. So it is business. It's because this is media.
Right.
This is what y'all do. You make money off of the moments, off of the clicks. And after the fact, he gave her an interview. He was polite and everything.
That's funny. You petty, Michael B.
Modern women in America and men, whereas you can't really get your get back all the way, because you're going to be looked at a certain type of way, because most of these guys are simps and they were raised by single mothers that put it in their brain that you're just supposed to let a woman do whatever she wants. Now, in my case, I wouldn't have did that. I wouldn't have talked to her. I wouldn't have like
no thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You're not getting camera time with me.
Yeah,
after you got me, y'all laughing at me on a podcast.
Yeah.
Call it petty. You can see, this is the thing. You can call it whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm an equal opportunity smoke giver. You know what I'm saying? You already know. So you talk shit, you get hit. And not hit like physically, but hit with, you know, whatever, with a response.
Yeah.
But like, I just don't be wanting to go through the bull of like being gaslighted by them telling me that I'm wrong and I'm disrespectful, as if I wasn't disrespected. Stuff like this is why a woman is tripping out. I'm gonna just walk away. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not doing none of that. I'm gonna walk away because I don't win. Mm-hmm. I don't win. And in the grand scheme of things, I don't care. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I kind of stay away because I seen some women saying that, oh, he's sensitive. And it's like, no, bro. I'm allowed to have feelings. I'm allowed to feel a certain type of way if you do some bullshit.
And he's sensitive?
Yeah. This is how these women think. They don't care about men. They don't care about men's feelings. Men are just supposed to be doormats, which is kind of an oxymoron if you want a real man. You want to be able to do this, that, and the third, but you want him to just let you talk to him how you feel whenever? I don't know what y'all do in y'all relationships and y'all households. I'm not with that.
I don't understand that him
being that single mother shit. Bro, it's gaslighting. It's the who hurts you type. It's the he probably hits you because he doesn't let you disrespect him because he's going to let you know that you're wrong. So we're going to jump to the conclusion and say, oh, he hits you because we went through these things before. Yeah. We done been through in situations where Satara done tried me up and I'm just letting her know, hey, bro, I'm not the and her friends and family members is on the sidelines trying to tell me to need to calm down. And it's like, bro, I wasn't raised by a single mother, so the manipulation, it don't work on me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not dumb. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dumb. Yeah. The key words of disrespect and let it, like, no, I'm not letting it go until you say that you're wrong and you apologize. Because this is the thing with me. I don't know about you other dudes. I'm not a cheater. I don't hit my woman. I don't disrespect my woman. I don't belittle my woman. I'm respectful. Mm-hmm. I love my woman. I treat you as such. And I treat you like a queen. So you gonna treat me like a king or we gonna have a problem. That's how it go with me. Yeah. Like, it's never like, because people always try to put a certain tag on you because you want to hold a woman accountable. But hey, newsflash, you guys are adults. And that be the problem. That's why a lot of these ain't really with y'all like that these days. They don't want to deal with all that. Mm-hmm. If you do me wrong and you don't admit to the doing wrong, our relationship is pretty much over because you don't respect me. You knew the lack of communication. I can't with people like that.
That's a big thing.
I grew up in a household without it. I grew up in a family without it because that's how problems fester. And that's how we get to the issues of a man killing his whole family.
Yep.
Because you just get so much built up. And I've said this before. I'm not sitting with nothing for nobody, bro. I don't move in a way to where I'm malicious and where, you know, I'm trying to get over on people. I'm only talking to the good people. You know, I know there's a lot of out there and y'all manipulative. I'm not that type of guy. So I don't move that way. So I don't accept it. I'm not going to treat you like that. See, that's the thing. Ever since I've really moved up here. You think so? Ever since I moved up here.
Yeah, definitely.
Ever since I've moved up here, mm-hmm. Every couple months, my calls me and asks me why I'm doing something that I didn't even know that I did. Like, and we talked about it last year, how he was accusing me of smoking around my daughter.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm sitting here thinking like, okay, we have a garage, a basement, 3 bedrooms, and a backyard. But you think that I'm smoking with around my daughter and you didn't even see any proof?
Yeah, we don't do that over here. Never that.
I realized, like, this is what y'all do. Like, siblings of mine and, like, cousins, like, this is what y'all do. Something will happen and you know you wrong, so you gonna be the first one to tell somebody about it in your version so that I can look like a...
Yep.
So the thing that happened with like people lying on me is, bro, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't really care because I know I'm not doing nothing wrong. Yeah, and like when the whole thing happened, when people were saying I was smoking around my daughter, my thing was, all right, number one, where's the video? Mm-hmm. Number two, why haven't you called the police? Because that's child abuse.
Yeah.
I would just let it go. Somebody would call me. I would tell them, you don't know what you're talking about. Whoever told you that is lying. But like, I would just leave it at that. But now, it's like, since I've been gone so long, it's like, just because the person, you talk to this person more, you see this person more, it's like you're inclined to believe them when they never have proof.
Yeah.
It got to a point where I'm selling out. Stop talking about me. You're a loser. You know what I'm saying? You're a failure in life. Any of you that's out here lying on me are failures, bro. You know what I'm saying? The thing that kills me is like, it ain't even really about the failure at. Because them don't exist to me. It be the people that I f*** with that just believed it. And it's like, dog, Like, would you want to believe this? Right? You don't have no pictures of me doing
it's
this.
It's the manipulation, like you said. That's exactly what it is. The manipulation.
Yeah, I honestly probably will never go to, like, a family holiday dinner again. Because, see, the thing about me, and you know this, when I get mad, I start spitting facts. Yeah. I start spitting facts. Yeah. If I feel that you're wrong, I'm going to let you know.
Yeah, 100%.
And if you don't let me let you know, that's when he gets more.
Yep.
So you already know how I act. Yeah. So when it get like that it shuts it down. Oh, he's so mad. That's when they start doing to me. That's why I don't be responding to people, because they're going to start calling me crazy. And it's like, no, you're lying on me, bro. You're sitting here lying, and you're just corroborating a lie with no proof. The next time one of you call me telling me I'm doing something that I ain't never did in my life, I'm going to ask you what that got to do with my daughter. Because what do that got to do with my family? What do they got to do with my job? What does it have to do with all the stuff I'm actually doing?
Yeah.
Leave me alone, bro. Leave me alone. And I'm making a clip. I'm making a clip because I don't know how you be getting this information on me. All your numbers is blocked. All y'all blocked on social media. So y'all must be watching the podcast. So I'm going to just let you know here. Leave me alone. You finessed me. You got what you could out of me. It's over, bro. It's never happening again. Choose another family member for the finesse. I know everything you did, all of y'all. I know everything you did that you think I never figured out, that I never found out. I know about it. You know why? Because I'm not stupid. And I learned from my mistakes. So from me learning from my mistakes, and then I'm seeing you hoe-ass do flaw shit, even when... like, I'm thousands of miles away from y'all. I figured it out. Like, damn, bro. Oh, when somebody stole my rent money, it was that. Oh, you only wanted me around because I was financially benefiting you. You tried to do it again a couple years later. You tried to make a fake relationship with my family. You talking to my woman's mom like y'all cool. Then you fall off the face of the earth once your ass realizes that I'm not about to help you with whatever that was. I told you off the bat that I was never going to help you. This person thought that they was really going to finesse. And they was mad. That's why they disappeared. You know my favorite thing, my favorite aspect of the podcasting with you is fact that there can be bombshells that have dropped and you have no clue. I've been salivating over this moment. I cannot wait.
Oh God.
I can't wait to watch this video with you. Oh my God.
I'm nervous.
Let's get it. Trigger warning.
Oh boy.
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group.
Okay, but this is a 3-minute video, but give me a press.
Yeah, what is he talking about?
It gets so much better. Apparently, there was a poll. 20-something percent of black people said that they're not okay with the phrase, it's okay to be white. We don't dig into these areas of the internet. For some reason, black people be persecuting people for being white nowadays on the internet. The term, it's okay to be white, I guess it can be offensive to some. 23% of black people that voted in this survey said that they were not okay with that term. I think there was another 20-something percent that said they didn't really care. That they didn't really care about the term.
Wait.
So, this guy.
That's hilarious. But go ahead.
This is going to make the episode because I can't wait. He made the comics Dilbert, the newspaper comics.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So,
okay.
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group.
If anybody says not according to me, it's according to them.
He said that's a hate group?
Say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the f*** away. wherever you have to go, just get away.
Are you kidding me?
Fixing this. This can't be fixed. All right, this can't be fixed. You just have to escape. So that's what I did. I went to a neighborhood where, you know, I have a very low black population. Because unfortunately, there's a high correlation between the density. This is according to Don Lemon, by the way. So here I'm just quoting Don Lemon when he lived in a mostly black neighborhood, there were a bunch of problems that he didn't see in white neighborhoods. So even Don Lemon sees a big
that doesn't prove his point
in your own quality of living.
What the?
Based on where you live and who's there. So I think it makes no sense whatsoever as a white citizen of America to try to help black citizens anymore. Because it doesn't seem like it pays off. Like, I've been doing it all my life, and the only outcome is I get called a racist. That's the only outcome. It makes no sense to help black Americans.
You only get called a racist
white.
If you're actually being racist.
It's over. It's over.
Say that again?
You only get called a racist if you're actually being racist. Nobody's just going to call you racist for no reason. There's a reason behind that. What did you say or do to come off that way? He's an idiot. I don't agree with him at all, but you got this, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to be, acting-ish, right? And then you have people like me and you that are...
Black people.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what he means. Or what he's trying to come off. Maybe he doesn't know how to say it. The fact that he's saying to get away from all black people, that's crazy to me because not all black people act that way. So, but okay. That's hilarious. That's crazy.
So I want to unpack this, but I want to give my opinion on why he did that. I think that somebody that he cares about that happened to be black hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
And I think they f***ed him up. I think, like, they hurt him badly. I think he wanted to hurt them as bad as they hurt him. And I think that's why he said that. Another thing could be that he's just a racist. He did have that white splaining. It was some of that making up facts. Yeah. There was one point in this video where he said he used to identify as an African-American. Like, he was
You're
wilding.
Lying.
No, he was wilding.
That's hilarious. We used to identify. I'm dead.
So he's been effectively canceled. Like, Delbert's been removed from newspapers.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
But to be honest... If you want to be honest,
yeah.
You want to have a real conversation.
What? Yeah.
We talked about this before that you used to get made fun of and bullied for being light skinned.
Yeah.
I used to get made fun of because I'm not a street dude. But some people would still look at me as corny.
That's stupid.
Who do these labels come from? Black people.
Oh, well, yeah.
These come from black people.
Yeah.
If I walk outside, my chances of getting robbed by a black person compared to a white person are exponentially higher.
Yeah.
Robbed, killed, shot.
Definitely.
I can't even compare things that black people have done to me compared to things that white people have done to me. I couldn't even compare it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sad.
So, like, what happened to PNB Rock?
Yeah, that's sad.
He didn't do anything to deserve that, but since you look like me, you get it. Because I hate this. So, I've heard from black people that try to help the community that look at you a certain way for helping the community. So just imagine if you white and rich. I don't think he's wrong. See, the thing that people miss with social media is that most of the time, people are exaggerating. You know what I'm saying? They're exaggerating for entertainment purposes. So it's called hyperbole. I don't think he's calling all black people a hate group.
Yeah.
I think he's calling poor black people a hate group.
Yeah, that's where I think he's aiming at too.
Because you do talk about eat the rich. Oh,
I was weak when you said that.
Jeff Bezos donated his net worth. Everybody would eat. Jeff Bezos did not spit all of y'all out That is not his responsibility. Just because a nigga is successful does not give him the responsibility to be Jesus. Okay?
People think that as soon as you come up, that it's your responsibility to feed everybody else. I think that is absurd.
Like, bro, literally the reason why a lot of people are putting dirt on my name is because I won't do whatever they think that I should do for them.
What, be a failure?
No, commit crimes.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Do move my family into an apartment with two other grown adults and leave a house that we live in to go move somewhere that we're not familiar with so that we can not make any money. And people are mad at me. Bro, there was somebody that was calling me every weekend trying to talk me into doing something as I was going through this career change. You remember that? And I'm explaining. Well, it happened twice. Someone was badgering me to commit the PPP loan fraud. You know what? I'm about to tell that story because we doing other stuff and I ain't told the story in a minute. And I gotta tell the story. No, bro, because that shit was crazy. And I ain't got no other story to tell this episode, so this is gonna be the story time. I'm gonna just pop it off from the beginning. And this don't got nothing to do with the story, but I think this is funny. One night, me and Satara, we were drunk. We were having a good old time. We was doing the nasty. And I took the rubber off. And Satara said, "Don't get me pregnant." And I said, "Oh well, fuck it." Lo and behold, a couple months later, Satara was pregnant. So, Satara's pregnant. And like I said, this has nothing, that has nothing to do with the story, but Satara was pregnant. So, Satara's, everybody in the family, like, we did the smart thing. We waited to tell everybody. But, of course, niggas run their mouths, so people found out before. I guess I was running my mouth because I told somebody.
Yeah, you was going crazy.
I wasn't going crazy. I told several people, and they didn't say anything, but one person decided to tell everyone, which is cool because I shouldn't have said anything. I won't say what family member this is because it'll make them seem more f***ed up, but a family member. I'll just say a step cousin. A step cousin calls me and says, "Hey man, I'm gonna send you a package." Now, in my family, what a package means, I'm sending you like some clothes,
like a gift,
something. A card. So I'm thinking, cool. Even though this person has never sent anyone a package, I kind of already knew. Oh my God. Because guess what? The person wasn't supposed to have my address. So it's like, this nigga got my address. Oh my God. All right, cool. Let's just, me trying to be, you know, positive. I say, he's sending me a package of some clothes. He's sending me clothes. That's what I was making myself think. So this package does not come. And then that's when I realized, because as the packages is not coming, the individual is calling me every day asking me if I got the package. So, like I told y'all, I'm not stupid. I catch the jug once it's right there. It's no way that this is sending me clothes and he's so worried about the package. He telling me he don't believe that it's not here. He got other people calling me asking if I got the package so he can make sure. What other people did not know was that this package was unemployment information for someone who probably died 10 years ago. So I get the package and I don't say nothing. I put that in the thing where the mailman take it back because that ain't my name.
Yeah.
So he said, "You get that package?" I said, "What package?" "I have not gotten any package that says your name on it, sir. So what package are you talking about?" "Oh, this lady I know, they was working up in Pittsburgh, but they became homeless and they ain't got nowhere to stay. And now they in Florida. They need to get their unemployment for that job that they had in Pittsburgh because they need that money."
That's That sounds crazy. I don't even, that doesn't make sense to me.
Let me say it one more time. This lady I know, she's going through hard times. She was working in Pittsburgh for a certain amount of time last year. Mm-hmm. And she needs to access her unemployment. My question was, why didn't she put the address on the unemployment application where she's at? Because I don't know. I don't know this person.
Yeah, you can update your address.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out how this person that's going through these hard times has my address on her unemployment application.
Right.
So, again, I'm not stupid. I think if you were aware of what was doing in 2020, you know where this is going to go. So, at that point, I told this dude, bruh, I'm not doing no scam. That letter is downstairs. The mailman probably took it already. Nigga talking about, oh, man, come on, man, bruh, she need that. She need that. They ain't got nowhere to stay, bruh. They ain't got nowhere to stay, dog. She ain't gonna be able to get a house if she don't get that. And I said, that's not my problem. I don't know her.
Yeah.
And why you got my address? Why does she have my address? How did she put my address on some shit? Oh, she ain't got no address. So why she ain't use yours? Person in Florida who's filing taxes with this said imaginary person that's supposed to be in Florida, why are you sending stuff to Pittsburgh? So I'm already knowing these niggas got me in a PPP loan scam. I really should report these niggas because I'm the person that it was sent to. And if you got sent, you already know the person that the letter is sent to really take the brunt of the blame, or at least that's what I understand, because you're committing crimes through the mail, which is a federal offense. Me, being the guy that skated off federal charges because that was my first charge, I'm knowing there is no way I can be a part of this with a baby on the way. No way. So I tell this nigga straight up, bro, I don't need the money. I'm not opening the letter because that's fraud. Y'all down bad. You I don't know what you're going to do. So somehow, some way, this individual has convinced my grandmother to call me and yell at me because I won't commit fraud with him. Obviously he didn't tell her that, and she didn't care. She just, it's like I said before, if you say Michael's doing something wrong, he gotta be doing it wrong, so let me call him and cuss him out about it. So that's when I start hanging up on niggas. I'm damn near cussing motherfuckers out. Niggas is calling me, cousins is calling me, and I didn't even know you had my number. Talk about let me talk to you. And then that's when it got serious. Some guy, mind you, both of the guy that started this, I helped him make money that he could never help me make because he's not skilled in any area that I could use. So he could never pay me back on how much money I helped him make. And I've never put him in any type of situations compared to what he's done to me. So then another gentleman that I helped make a lot of money as well. He didn't help me make no money, but I thought it was cool. So it wasn't about money. It was, you help me, I help you. Cool. This gentleman sends me a text message and says, hey, I need my money. Quit playing, because that's how niggas get hurt. Okay. So now it's your money. I thought it was homegirl money. So now you're admitting to the scam. You're admitting to the scam. And you're threatening to kill me. Okay.
I love how you were just volunteered.
And it was my fault. No, and I'm food now. I'm going to get hurt because
he's in the wrong for not. I'm getting mad all over again. But that, I'll never understand that.
So, the thing is, bro, both of these gentlemen had addresses at this point. Like their names were on leases. Like, I know this for a fact that both of these guys had names on leases. Well, I don't know what they thought was going to happen. So, bruh, I basically tell him, like, well, if it's your shit, then you should have sent it to your address.
Facts.
Dumbass nigga. Facts. And I'm just gonna go out and say, I wasn't really scared about being hurt because you can only get so much money with the scam. And even if they was gonna get a real big check, the fact that it was three different people calling me told me y'all was busting this down, so it wasn't gonna be that much. But you gonna hurt me. You need me to commit to help you commit fraud to get money, but you're gonna come all the way up to Pittsburgh from Florida to hurt me. All right, cool. So dude ends up blocking me because, nigga, you just told on yourself. You just told on yourself and you told me you was gonna kill me. So he ended up blocking me on everything. You know what the recourse to that story was? Hmm. Nothing. I never got no apology from nobody. Oh, yeah. Damn, my bad. I didn't know what was going on. Even when I told niggas the story, they was like, damn. And I'm like, but nigga, you was blowing my phone up on that day, so you don't got nothing else to say? Nobody ever said anything. Nobody ever said, my bad. Nothing. It was just, oh, you ain't fucking with your family. You ain't, oh yeah. When I was, I'm telling the nigga, I'm like, this is fraud, bro. I'm not doing fraud. He's like, no, it's not. Like, he never admitted that it was fraud. So then he starts pulling the whole, oh, you don't give a fuck about family. You don't give a fuck about family. Man, I'm never doing nothing to you ever again. You never gonna steal my rent money from me again? Like, what? You never gonna wear my clothes and completely ruin them? Like, what are you?
That's wild.
Yeah, it was. The thing that hurt so much was that my girl was pregnant. I had my kid was on the way.
I was baffled.
And y'all,
I said,
decided to try to put me in a situation when I had a baby on the way.
That's really messed up.
The crazy thing is that these same people will sit there and say that I hold grudges. Even though you've never atoned for any of this. You never called me and said, my bad. Oh, he actually sent more letters months later. You don't remember? He actually sent more fraudulent letters.
I do remember seeing different names coming in on the envelopes. Keep sending them like something else was going to happen. And it's like...
And it's like,
so
bro,
you just don't give a fuck.
Because that's what... Just imagine if they were actually doing it another way and they got caught. I would be a part of that.
Right.
And it would look bad being that all of that happened and I didn't report them.
It's like, oh, fuck what you got going on.
Sorry, like, put it, nope, like, put me in a whole situation over nothing. Because I never agreed to anything. So now, I don't even know if I'm safe if I go to Tampa, Florida. I would never, like, the niggas that this situation, we would never be in the same area again. Because there's no reason for me to go over to those areas. But now, that's something that I gotta think about. Because I would like to move back to Tampa, but who knows, bro? Because this same person, years later, was telling people that I was smoking around my daughter. And, like, they were ready to start a whole back and forth with me on the internet about it.
You know what's making me think?
What?
That's why that came up, is maybe there was a conversation had about why you and him aren't talking. You and that said person aren't talking. Mm-hmm. And then he probably tried to, you know how people try to take the light away from them. You know what I mean? Because it was probably told to him that what was going on at that time. And he's probably, you know how people do.
No, he was, I had unblocked him. Well, I didn't unblock him. He just kept making, like, different pages and following me. So I was just like, because it's like, bro, like, bro, I'm not mad. It's like, bro, you do something to hurt me. Like, you intentionally try to hurt me. You're just never going to be in a position to hurt me anymore.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm going to just be mad at you. It's like, bro, I could still fuck with you. But it's like, you never going to get that close to me. So I didn't care that he was on my Instagram and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, when he did that, I'm just like, damn, bro. Out of a house because of you, because I was sneaking you into the house because you ain't have nowhere else to sleep. I've committed crimes that I never thought I would be involved in for you, nigga. But I'm smoking around my daughter. But guess what? Look at this person's life now. I haven't said anything, bro. God don't like ugly, bro. People will be mad at Scott Adams, but what if he's rich. He's rich. He's up. So if he's really trying to, do you think he's making up that he tries to help black people? I don't think he's making it up. Mm-hmm. I think somebody genuinely hurt him. Yeah. Because that's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
When people try to, you already know, when people try to help you, when people try to put you on a game that you wouldn't even know, it would take you years to find out if they didn't just tell you. If you not where you supposed to be, and it's because you haven't put yourself there, you're gonna project whatever frustrations or envy or jealousies you have on that person and try to make it look like they trying to put you down. I've been through it. Like, bro, this is real. Once you start moving up in life, people start acting weird.
Yeah.
People start acting strange. Mm-hmm. People start telling lies about you. So I don't, bro, he might have wasted some money. He might have helped somebody do something. He probably ran off on him. And he was in his feelings. He was in his feelings.
Yeah.
Because he said half. It was only 23%. You telling me he ain't have no emotions in that? Somebody made him mad.
Yeah.
It might have been a girl. It might have been a woman. But somebody had him hot. They burned him up. Yeah. They got him good. That got his good dog. He said it's a hate group. But it's like, dog,
they get away from him.
When
that's sad though,
bro. Like
that's sad.
When I see the fights, like when I see the fights that happen in the hood, that I'm not desensitized to that. And you niggas really be trying to hurt each other, like kill each other. Y'all don't just be trying to fight. See, it used to be we gonna fight. And that's it. Yep. But now it's like, no, I want you to be unconscious. Like, and then I'm going to kick you after I knock you out. And then most of the time, it's not even a one-on-one. We're just going to pack you out.
Yep.
Like, y'all hate each other.
Yep.
I see how a nigga look at us when we walk in somewhere. I seen how niggas, we went to Popeyes one time in the hood. I see how you niggas was looking at us. It's not, bro. This shit is real.
Yeah.
This shit is real, dog. A nigga can't even go to a hood with no jewelry on because niggas taking his disrespect.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Nigga, it's mine. I can't wear it. Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't be over here anyways. And that, don't argue with it because that's what it is. But nigga, that's dumb. That's goofy.
That is
goofy. You supposed to be protecting the nigga with the, like, niggas will set you up. Niggas will see that you got something. Bro, we've been through this. Niggas will see, you'll open your door to a nigga and just be cool. A nigga see that you got something, he'll try to steal it from you.
That's why I don't like people. That's why it makes me not trust nobody.
Yeah, like, bro. Real. Because dog, I didn't grow up like that. I didn't grow up with that being okay. I didn't grow up.
Exactly. Like, bro, exactly.
That's not what I was taught.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it seems like it's a lot of people that's taught that, and it's normalized. Like, it's normalized. Like, the fraud stuff that the niggas doing on the internet, they get mad at niggas that talk about it because you're just supposed to let them get their hustle off. You're hurting other black people. Oh, just let him do his hustle. No, go get a job. Go get a real hustle. Go scam legally. Every time got some crime to do, it's against a black person. I'm not saying it's a hate group, but it's a lot of hate in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about Scott Adams. Scott Adams, man. Scott Adams, some bull. But I'm just saying, like, bro, it's us against us. Like, yeah, on the internet, bro, that's for you low IQ. Bro, white people and black people not divided, bro. Come on, man.
I don't know.
A lot of us grew up with each other, bro. This shit, like, I don't know what you niggas be talking about on the internet, dog. Nigga get on the internet and just lose sense of all reality, bro. Like, bro, that's not real, dog. And, bro, a lot of these people, they don't got enough time to just be worried about your black ass, dog. They got families. They got shit to do. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10. And this is my opinion. If a person is being racist to you, they either broke or they have enough money to handle whatever's going to come with them being racist. Mm-hmm. But it's not somebody. It's not like, bruh, people don't care about you.
I can't count on 2 hands the amount of time someone has been, like, has said something racist to me or have... I mean, you get certain, like, gestures, looks, but
those are looks.
Right. But I can't even compare to
how many dirty looks, how many threats, how many insults you get from black people for being yourself.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Yep.
But again, like I said last week, we don't want to talk about that. Let's blame him. Blame him. Scott Adams.
Yep.
Scott Adams, he's a Nazi. You niggas that make songs about killing people's sons and kids, y'all cool. Y'all cool. Keep spinning. Keep spinning. Keep hitting innocent people. You do that. But Scott can't be in his feelings.
Yeah.
Like, bro, the niggas be mad about it. Like, bro, you worked 20 hours this weekend.
Right.
You worked 20, and you was on your phone the whole time. Right. You didn't do anything productive this week.
So many different attributes in what we look for. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman is doing the opposite.
So that person that he wants to have a 3-5, two-parent household, a good behavior is the quarterback. You know, the quarterback is the most important position on the team. He's the one that throws the ball, usually the smartest player on the team.
Yeah.
He wants them to have those aspects because that he's gonna know that he's a leader. Now he's gonna talk about a defensive lineman. Defensive linemen are the people that rush the quarterback, that basically hunt the quarterback and want to tackle him.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to how he wants them to be.
What do you mean? Single mama? Trying to get it. He's on free lunch. I'm talking about just trying to make it. He's trying to rescue mama. Like, mama barely made the flight.
Thoughts?
I mean, I guess it makes sense in a way. I just don't know how to like say. I guess because the what do you call it? The rush line? Defensive line. I don't know nothing about football. Like the wording or whatever. But I guess because like they want to attack the quarterback how they would. I guess they would, like, they want to fight the quarterback how they would fight for their family, I guess their family or, like, their mom or whatever, that type of
yes,
thing.
Yes, but,
I don't know if I'm
glad that you responded that, right? Like that, because you know how a lot of people respond to that?
Huh.
Outrage. Because they automatically, thought that he was talking about black young men in this. They automatically thought he was referring to black men, not just football players, but black men, because of the way that he, and people just totally see, I played football, and I played on the defensive line, so I understand where he's coming from, because just to play the sport of football, especially if you watch the NFL, you can't win a Super Bowl without having a great quarterback, and it's business. People took it as he was being insensitive and anti-black, even though he didn't say anything about race. Because, hello, newsflash, white guys play football too. Yes. Everybody plays football. It's not just white and black. It's not just black. Everybody plays football. And being when it's like he's essentially a general manager. And that is his job. He's a general manager, like, not in terms of football, but, like, in terms of, like, a business. He's the general manager. Mm-hmm. So he has to look at the certain mindsets of things because this is his profession, and he knows what works in this profession. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, yeah, you want a quarterback with two parents. He could be black, though. He could be white. He could be Asian. It doesn't matter. But you want a quarterback that's good at math, that got good grades, that's responsible, that's a leader on and off the field. And yes, having a defensive end whose mom, whose single mom, five kids, you the oldest, you gotta work as well as play football. So you getting it. You relentless.
Yeah. And I feel like
that's what you mean. Sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I feel like that's equivalent to like, okay, so like you said, he's a general manager, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like in a workplace, just like, I don't know if I should speak on my old, I probably shouldn't. But like in a workplace, you kind of, if you see somebody not, if you really trying to keep like an employee or whatever, you really want to try to find a spot for them that's going to work. You know what I mean? And I remember like in past jobs, being in like a leadership position, that used to happen a lot. Like you don't want somebody who can't do that specific job to be in that specific position because what happens, right? So you want to put them in a spot where they're going to excel and do better.
It's business, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Bro, this is America. These are things like this that just confirm to me time and time again that 9 times out of 10, a lot of these niggas just be talking. They don't even be understanding of the whole topic. They're just emotionally driven and want to cry. Because, bro, these things like this happen. In the streets, these things like this happen. You have a crew. You might have the shooter. You might have the dude that does the technology, that hacks stuff. You have crews. You have different roles for different people.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses capitalize off of your weaknesses and your strengths. Mm-hmm. If someone's good at business, that's what they're going to do. Just like when I worked for Kirby, when I was knocking on doors and, you know what I'm saying, and selling vacuums, most of the people I was working with was in just as a fucked up position as I was. Why? Because niggas was looking for jobs on Craigslist. Desperate, couldn't find nothing else, maybe couldn't qualify for anything else because there were killers, there were drug addicts that I was there with, there was gangsters, right? It was a dude, every time we get off, he about to go drop off a halfie, you know, to somebody, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hustling. These is the type of people that work these jobs because they need it. You're a drug addict, so yeah, you might go and sell the fuck out of these vacuums because you need that money to get a hit. In my case, I was about to be homeless, so yeah, I'm out here knocking on doors, doing what I gotta do because I need to build some bread up, or I'm gonna be out on the streets. I ended up being out on the streets anyways because I'm not that type of salesman. But yeah, like bro, this is what businesses do. In this case, I don't find anything wrong with it because football is the most violent sport ever.
Mm-hmm.
Besides like the Roman Empire games and shit. So the fact that he's saying this, I don't have a problem with it because, I mean, it's football, bro.
Yeah, I don't get any type of whatever y'all want, a black, white thing.
Bro,
y'all always just trying to black or white it.
It's not even black. No, they always trying to make it be on some victim shit. Like, bro, he didn't say nothing about race because single parent households work across all races. The same things that happen in black households happen in other households of other races that have single parents in them because you still have the same disadvantages, bro. Like, I'm glad that I have enough purpose to where I'm not just waking up and looking for things to be upset about.
Playing the victim.
Like, bro.
People love playing the victim.
I used to tell people my story. And I used to tell people, you know, the things that I've gone through. And the reaction that I would get, I used to hate it. Because it would be like, oh, it's so messed up that you went through that, but God has something way more for you. Or, oh, I'm so sorry that you went through that, but you made it out. You're so strong. Like, I used to hate that because it's like, nigga, what does this do? What does your pity do for me?
Yeah.
Oh, you feel bad for me. Yes. I'm still fucked up. Like, I tell it on the podcast because because you got to get personal to build a connection with the listeners and the watchers. But like, bro, I don't want nobody feeling bad for me. That don't do nothing for me, bro.
Mm-mm.
That doesn't do anything for you. I know the victim, being the victim is the strong thing nowadays. But no, you still whack, bro. You still whack. And you sound like a... And women don't want to ask you because you bitching. like the one dude said, drag your nuts. Damn. Oh my God, bro. Like, no, bro. Like, drop your nuts, bro. Like, man up, dog. Like, and then a nigga will look at me and be like, man, that nigga ain't never done nothing in this life. Talking about man up. That's not what being a man is, bro. Basing manhood and masculinity off of what you can do to hurt someone is the weakest form of masculinity, bro. It's the weakest. Being able to channel whatever hurt and anger that you had or that you had to deal with and grow up with and using it to fuel you, to protect your family, provide for your family, build a family. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that are commendable. Like a lot of people say, and this is the last topic, girls don't like good guys anymore. I read a tweet, good guys are boring. Good guys are boring.
That's always been a thing.
It is.
That's always been a thing.
It has. How you feel about it, though?
It's stupid. But I think women are attracted to the bad guy.
That's what's looked at as a tough.
Yeah.
Now, this is my question to you, because I'm not the bad guy. I'm not a street guy. You're a woman. Mm-hmm. So what happened with you? Hey, a lot of people will say that if a woman is with a man that just does the right thing, she's settled. Did you settle with me?
What does that mean?
I wanted to get an iPhone 15, but I can only pay for an iPhone 11. So I settled for the iPhone 11.
Wait, what? Your brain... You have common sense. You want to actually excel in life. You're not doing things illegally. We're building together.
Oh, so I'm a masculine male. I'm a successful masculine male.
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly.
So, basically, what you're saying is that these women don't know what masculine is, and they're misguided because shit is not really the thing.
I don't understand it. I mean,
I get it. I get it. It's not something that I agree with, but I just understand how people think.
I had friends that would always go for the bad guy and try to, I'm not trying to say like, I don't want to say like brainwash because nobody can really do that. But like, you know, kind of like make you like go that way. You know what I mean? And I went that way and hated it. But I learned my lesson because it only happened one time.
I mean, bro. That's just what it is. But I would say, like, if you're a good guy, just don't fall victim to that shit. Like, don't be, bro, the worst thing you can do is, like, be out here trying to, like, impress a woman. Like, you choose the woman, bro. The woman don't choose you. The woman doesn't choose you, bro. The woman gives consent that she, you know, that she's cool with what y'all are doing and, you know, y'all gonna be a thing. But, like, you make the decision ultimately because you're the dominant gender. I might not be able to keep that in because some people don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. But in heterosexual relationships, you are the dominant gender. And if you're with somebody that doesn't think like that, you probably shouldn't be with them because she's not going to let you do what you need to do, which is lead. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We have a generation of people that they don't know fatherhood. They don't know how that looks the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, motherhood, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, me, I got sense. So, like, I didn't have to see certain things to know, like, yo, this ain't it. Like, to know that, like, oh. Like, I didn't grow up thinking that, like, oh, yeah, I made it out. So, yeah, it was cool that I didn't have my mom. I didn't grow up like that. You know, I was very aware of, like, you know, the disadvantages of not having, you know, in all of that. Mm-hmm. Because there's things that I still deal with today with like anxiety because living, you know, because I was born to two people that didn't actually plan out how they were going to navigate taking care of me. You know what I'm saying? So I just look at it different because like as far as relationships goes, I know that dynamic from the Bible. The way that the Bible speaks about marriage, it makes sense to me. Women submit to your man, and men submit to your woman as she would submit to you. You know what I'm saying? God first, then family. People are just so skewed on the idea of like male and female relationships, male and female gender roles. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but like we're so past like how it should go. People are just coming up with their own things, and they're seeing, you know, they're taking from what, you know, these rappers are saying, these models are saying, go get the hood, nigga, the scamming nigga. And they're not telling you about the fact that that nigga gonna go to jail, you're never gonna see him again, possibly. Or he might get killed right in front of you. Or you might get killed. And your kids. All of this. And it's cool because guess what? I'm not trying to convince nobody or nothing. I'm just stating facts because we don't care. That's not the thing. We don't deal with these things. These are not things that we talk about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Satara, she's cool with the fact that I will never commit a crime ever again.
Oh, 100%.
And never do anything illegal. Okay. She actually told me if I ever sold anything that she would leave me.
Yep.
But, you know what I'm saying? But that's cool. You know what you call that? Maturity. Mm-hmm. That's what you call that. The whole good guy, bad thing, good guy, bad guy thing. If you come across a woman and she thinks that, get the fuck away from her. I wouldn't even have sex with her.
That's
you don't want to be intertwined with someone with that type of mindset. Uh-uh.
Nope.
Good episode. Yes. That is our episode for this week. It's the Big Podcast. I'm Him He.
And it's your girl CT.
And we out.